Now let's lead off with Illinois State University announcing its next president tomorrow. But as Charlie Schlenker reports, unlike past presidential hires, the campus does not know the field of finalists.
ISU has traditionally scheduled public presentations by finalists for high-level positions before a number of campus constituencies. The past rationale for that included getting feedback from stakeholders on the candidates, and because ISU is a public institution and there is a need to be as transparent as possible. Recent presidential searches at Northern and Western Illinois universities were both public, and Northern found 13 out of 18 peer institutions conducted public searches. University Trustees Chair Julie Jones is also chair of the search committee. Jones says the reason for keeping the names private this time is to broaden the talent pool.
It's believed by some that the candidates who are sitting presidents or vice presidents might be somewhat hesitant to participate in a public search for real concern that their current position might be in jeopardy if they were not selected for our position.
Jones says this concern might be more pronounced for diverse candidates from underrepresented groups who have finally achieved senior positions at other institutions. Martha Horst is the head of the University Academic Senate.
We will just have to see the outcome.
Back in March, Horst says the Senate passed a resolution asking that finalists for the job be made public.
We would have had more opportunity for the candidate to interact with all sorts of members of the ISU community. When you have a select few, you get less perspective. In my opinion, there's something to be lost if you don't have as many people as possible viewing the candidates through their own personal lens.
Julie Jones says the university tried to offset the lack of campus input usually provided by public sessions with finalists by increasing the size of the search committee and by scheduling private interviews with the vice presidents and a broader governance group.
It was large. We feel that it was a diverse committee, and it represented a great cross-section of our campus constituents, and it allowed us to receive much more input than a traditional search committee may have done.
Martha Horst says it's not just campus feedback that matters, though. She says public sessions as finalists help a new president get a running start on the job.
Ultimately, part of the interview process is for the candidate to introduce themselves to the community. So in some sense, they lost that opportunity.
Julie Jones says she hopes that is not an issue.
We need to give whoever the new president is a fair chance, judge them on their merits, not judge them on a process that they didn't have anything to do with, and make sure we show them our support where we can.
Jones says logistical difficulties of arranging campus events during the pandemic also played a part in the decision not to name finalists. Academic Senate Chair Martha Horst says she hopes the successful candidate will be able to come to an atmosphere where they can meet with faculty, staff, students, and the rest of the university community in person, and to get to know ISU's values. The proposed annual salary for the new president will be $375,000. The four-year contract also includes retirement contributions, use of a vehicle, the university residence, and other customary items such as a country club membership that are valued at more than $49,000 a year. I'm Charlie Schlenker.